Do you guys know what I love?
Lucy?
Oh, no.
Mama's Family.
I mean, yeah. But do you know what I love more than that?
Casper?
More than that?
Nothing.
There's nothing you love more than Casper.
You don't think there's something that I love?
Popcorn?
Ugh, Andy.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Look, you've given us nothing to work with.
You know what this is? This is an episode of Andy Loves Chips.
Andy loves chips.
Whoa, Andy loves chips.
I brought some chips this time.
You stuck into my house when I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And hid chips in the recording studio.
I did. I didn't want you to see that.
I'm so excited.
Oh, man.
This is the first.
I don't know. I bought these chips a while ago, and I kept forgetting to bring them.
Okay.
I'm just admiring your willpower not to eat those chips.
Yeah.
Because
talk about them.
I did it one time where I bought a bag of chips and some mischievous actions, the bag opened and ripped.
Oh no, what a tragedy. Oh. How sad are y'all happy?
And I ate a bag of chips that was supposed to be for the podcast.
Nice.
Don't tell me.
I won't.
Don't tell me what it was.
I won't. I'll bring it.
I hope it's not one that I'm about to show
you.
They
weren't that great, so maybe I won't even get them.
All right, well, okay. There you go.
They just sounded fun.
All right,
you guys ready for some chips today?
Yeah.
Chip us, baby.
Wait, yes.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Hit me.
Whoa.
What am I looking?
Whoa.
I saw these.
Yes.
What a beautiful visual.
I know. Can you believe it? Oh,
man. I hoped that these would exist.
Yeah. Brad, can you take a look at that package?
Is it Brad Loves Chips today?
Brad loves chips today.
I put you in the hot seat, Brad, because I brought the chips. So what do we got there? What's in your hands?
We got one of the Lay's, I don't even know what to call them, the City Brands?
Yeah.
The City Guys.
City Guys. C-I-T-Y.
One of the City Guys. One of the City Guys. One of the City Slicker chips.
It's all good coming from city people. They're all the same. Open up your eyes. Roll with the City Guys.
Wavy bacon wrapped jalapeno popper.
Flavored. Chips. Jalapeno popper flavored chips.
Oh, man.
And I'll show you how I want you to be reading the copy.
Okay, please do. Yeah.
Inspired by a Southwest favorite and now nationally loved, here's a taste of jalapeno peppers, cream cheese, and bacon. Let's spice up snack time.
You gotta like drop in some like soothing music behind that.
Well, let's spice up snack time, guys.
Yeah, so we got the jalapenos. Is there cream cheese in this?
It says there is supposed to be cream.
I mean, it's supposed to be jalapeno poppers. It's got cream cheese.
It better have cream cheese.
Do you guys make those ever? They're so easy.
Oh, yeah. They're really so good.
They're the easiest
so
thing.
Delicious.
You just wrap them bacons and them cream cheeses and then jalapeno.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
If you want the worst farts ever, though, all you gotta do is
don't eat them.
Cut the jalapenos, wrap them in bacon.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't eat them with like a heavy beer too, because then you get the ultimate worst farts.
I know that life.
Yeah, you need to. There needs to be like a balance or something with these things. Like you gotta eat some like bread or cracker, something to balance out them farts.
Some sort of chip, maybe.
Yeah, you need something that holds it together, holds it inside.
Right.
Depending on how these taste, maybe this is a fart-free replacement. The jalapeno poppers.
That should be on the bag.
Fart-free.
The fart-free replacement for your usual fart fantasy.
These chips right here. All right, should we bust these
bust
out?
It open.
I want to eat them chippies.
They smell like, baby, get your
Does
nose
Does it smell
in
like
there?
You're going to fart after you eat them?
Is that like new car smell?
You're getting off over a cold, so maybe your schnoz.
I think I am plugged up.
Yeah, your schnoz is a little gone.
Verify that.
I'm just starting a cold, so I'm like in the middle.
I don't have one yet, so I'm looking forward
to it. It'll be like the three bears in Goldilocks.
It'll be great. It'll be two men reviewing chips when they can't have a sense of smell.
I get it all, but the jalapeno is more subtle. I get the cream cheese, the bacon, and then
the cream
jalapeno.
Cheese, yeah.
I feel like the cream cheese is the most prevalent smell.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything you just said. I have no original thoughts on my
own. Which sounds best for me, because I want that jalapeno to be last.
And these are wavy chips, too. Did we mention that?
Mm-hmm.
These are wavy chips.
So. Not ripples.
Right.
No, not ruffles.
Not lattice cut.
Right.
I was feeling down about those ruffles, like, kind of softer flavored chips. I wasn't really crazy about those.
Okay.
Remember that crunch factor of that Swedish chip?
I told people about that chip because of how incredibly crunchy it was.
Extra crunch.
It's amazing.
Well, I'm just saying, how crunchy are these chips?
I think these chips are going to have some level of crunch to it.
Give me a crunch.
Okay.
No. Everything pales in comparison now.
Yeah. It's got a wavy crunch, though.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Bacon, like, right away.
Wow.
Oh. Andy, you're turning into bacon. Turn into bacon, Andy.
Don't eat me.
You're turning violet. Violet?
Hold on. If you close your eyes, you're like right there. These are wow.
Oh, that bacon's so good. Mm.
Man.
Oh boy.
Ooh.
Hold on. It's hitting every flavor just correctly.
It's like crispy bacon too.
Yeah, how is that?
I don't know. It's crispy. It's got like the flavor of crispy bacon.
These are good.
Oh my God, these are solid.
I actually almost wish they had a little bit more spice from the jalapeno.
Yeah.
It's there.
I agree with you.
It is there, but I want just a smidge more.
I think that's more preference.
I completely agree. That's very subjective,
I'm sure. They probably toned it down because most people don't do spicy.
You're probably exactly right. Although, I feel like if you don't do spicy, you're going to avoid a bag with jalapenos on it regardless. But.
Yeah. These are legitimately good.
Yeah. These are a safe choice. Anyone out there, if you're curious.
There's something on the ingredients list here that just says bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper seasoning. That exists, fellas.
Wow.
We can just get that.
I'm going to put that on everything.
Put it on everything. Put it on your bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers for all I care.
Super bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers.
That's smart.
Very smart.
We should just call Lay's and ask them to send us that packet.
Oh my god!
And then we'll make their chips.
Cheddar cheese in there, onion powder, some butter. There's just a little bit. There's some butter.
I can taste
that butter. Monterey Jack jalapeno pepper.
These are good, but I don't think butter, I would eat a lot of these.
Really?
Yeah.
I definitely want a small bag, but I would destroy a small bag.
I think these could hold up long term too. I don't think it could just be like just a moment chip like
a moment like this.
Some people wait a lifetime for a chip just like this.
Andy, let's get down to it on a scale of popcorn to 10. What do you rate Lay's wavy bacon wrapped jalapeno popper?
These are really good.
Give us a number. I love these. Give us a number.
There's only some minor tweaking that I would do to it, so I'm going to give these an 8.7.
Ooh. Ooh. You know what? I felt a 9 coming.
Oh, it was close.
I felt a 9 coming.
I know. That's good. I felt it too.
Is that higher than Korean barbecue? I don't remember what that was.
I think it
might be higher than that. It might be the highest.
Korean barbecue was like around an 8 something.
Yeah, I think that might be the
new leader. I don't think I've ever heard a 9.
The new chip leader.
That's why I thought these were going to hit 9. But you're reserving it.
Do you have any concept of how good a 9 has to be?
Bacon wrapped jalapeno popper in it. Maybe if it's just a little more heat for your taste. A
little bit more heat.
Would have got it up there. A couple more points.
Yep. I think it's like they could balance out the bacon and cheese factor. So I feel like the bacon kind of overpowers most of it.
Hmm.
And then you get some of the hints of flavor after the bacon has subsided. So if they could balance out a little bit of the bacon with some of the cheddar and make it a little bit more spicy, these are going to be perfect.
Okay.
You guys ready for a second chip?
I'm ready for a second chip!
I'm so ready.
All right.
Double dip that chip.
Here we
chip.
Go.
Double dip of that chip.
This bag is crinkly. We might need some scissors for this.
Christmas with the crinks?
Well, I have scissor hands. It's perfect.
Oh!
This?
In the heck?
Why is there an old lady on this?
There are three old ladies on that.
There's three old ladies on
this. Is this like the Jones soda of potato chips?
Andy, might be. Would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, let's see what these are. All right, we've got... Oh, see, that's a big block of cheese she's hugging. So these are mature cheddar and chive.
You didn't say the brand.
From Terrell's.
There it is.
Hand-cooked potato chips. Based in England.
Yeah, there's a lot of copy on the back of that.
Holy cow.
Any details on the left or the right of that bag that we got to know about? This looks like... Andy?
Yeah.
This looks like a popcorn bag.
It does look like a popcorn bag. You're absolutely right.
What if it's popcorn? What if I bought popcorn?
Little in life.
Here
is
we go.
Quite
here
as
we go.
Glorious
I didn't really look.
As the characteristically tangy hit of mature cheddar in concert with the wonderfully oniony bite of that most snippable of herbs, the chive. And if these get you going, have a taste of their sea salted chips.
Okay. I mean, do we got a. Bust these bad boys out? break them out in order to see if these are popcorn?
I mean,
did I buy popcorn?
They say there's potatoes all over. Maybe this is the first potato-based
like
popcorn.
Cheddar and chive popcorn sounds like something that's better than regular popcorn.
It sounds like a weird song, the cheddar and chive.
Not bad. That bag opened a lot easier than expected.
I expected it
to
be like
a kettle bag.
Yeah, I expected it to be like a kettle bag, but it worked
out
pretty easy.
That popped right open.
Okay, these are chips. Oh my god.
Oof. Crisis averted.
What if there's a bag of chips with some popcorn inside?
What if it was all popcorn and like you had to find a bag of chips in the bag of popcorn?
A mix-em-up popcorn chip bag.
Mix-em-up. Yeah.
There's got to be some mix-em-ups out there. What is that called? What's that style? They have like Chicago-style popcorn, Detroit-style popcorn.
Oh, and like, you mean like in those big, what if they do it?
In the tins?
Yeah, what do we call a popcorn chip combo bag?
The snack attack. I think it's the mature cheddar. I think it matured so much it kind of smells like Play-Doh to me.
Do these old ladies, does that smell in the bag?
Yeah.
Is there a little bit of... Is it a little...
Yeah.
It smells like my grandma's couch.
And small figurines.
This is my grandma's cutting board, is what this smells like.
Mm. Ooh, okay. That's better than her couch.
There's some Play-Doh clay smell
happening.
There's
a little bit of Play-Doh
smell,
yeah.
I think it could just be the cheddar.
I think it might be the cheddar.
Very mature, this cheddar.
It's so mature.
I don't know if my nose is working right. It smells like trail mix.
Oh my god! Okay.
What kind of trail mix?
I smell like a granola bar in here.
What is that? What? A granola bar.
A granola bar.
I can see a little bit of a granola smell.
Know. That's strange.
What's that one? The Nature's Valley?
Yeah,
that's what I'm
smelling.
A little bit like that one. A trail mix bar makes more sense than just straight up trail mix.
I'm getting like Play-Doh dog food a little bit.
We
just need to put
guys,
these in our mouth.
I don't know if we're mature enough for these chips.
I don't know if I should get either.
Are one of our parents can help us out,
are
maybe, be on this?
I did get this in like the natural section.
Did they
like
card
the
you?
Special section.
Would they make sure you're the right age?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't mature enough.
Mm.
Well, his fake ID says he's like 68, so.
Yeah, and they're like, you need to be 70.
I'm like, it's like,
crap, damn it.
No, so you just snuck these out under your...
Oh,
your...
yeah. Put them in my trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's dig into these.
It's a smell.
I'm not...
It doesn't smell good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Wait.
It comes back.
No.
Oh.
These
it's
are
like macaroni
these are,
and cheese.
These are very mature. These are M-rated chips, guys.
Yeah. Can I tell you the flavor?
Andy's so fat. I've never...
No.
This is a worse face than steak and onion.
No, these remind me of the steak and onion
chips. Yeah, it does a little
bit. I'm not gagging like I did with the steak and onion chips, but these are not good. I am not. Maybe I'll give it one more chance.
What are these even called in England anyway? Crisps?
Yeah. Yep.
We're going to trust crisps?
No, pass on
this. This isn't Andy Loves Crisps.
No. The British have no clue what potatoes even are.
No. This is a misstep from the get-go that I'm just now
seeing.
They
have a good crunch.
They do have a good crunch, but... These three old ladies have no clue what they're doing.
Hold on.
Are these from England?
Yeah.
There's very few ingredients on these chips.
It has some weird
sugar
like,
is one of
flavor
them.
Notes. It reminds me of like, it starts off by like kind of reminding me of like a ramen packet.
There's yeast in this.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then it goes to like a little bit of...
I'm getting the onion flavor because of the chives, I think. Like it tastes
oh,
like...
Oh yeah, you can taste
tastes
the chives.
Onion adjacent and it's not... It tastes like an artificial onion is what it tastes like.
I think these cheese went bad.
Ugh.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, I think it's just like super mature.
You said you bought them a while ago. It says best before August 22nd on the bag. We're about a month late to these.
What?
The cheese may have gone bad, guys.
Uh-oh. Oh my god. Expired chips up here?
Wow.
Damn, Andy.
I bought them like a month ago. I must have just grabbed the wrong bag.
No, you got short-shifted.
No, but like...
You got to grab them back from the back of the chip aisle.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. It's
well,
it's going to
be fine in terms of like we're not going to die, but it's not going to be fine in terms of they're good chips.
Yeah, they're bad chips.
They are bad chips.
These are bad chips.
Speaking of bad chips, what do you rate these Tyrell's Mature Cheddar and Chive Hand-Cooked Potato Chips on a scale... of popcorn to 10.
A 1.
Beep, boop, boop.
They sucked.
They're
bad.
Not as low as the steak and onion.
These are legit bad.
But these are not good.
It goes from like...
Hold on.
I was going to say, it goes from like a ramen
noodle. Here's the real test. Go back
and then
to
it
the...
goes to like a mac and cheese packet.
Go back to the 8.7s and see how you feel.
Clear your palate with those jalapeno poppers.
They might have worsened it.
Well, yeah, you got that gross stuff the taste, in there, too, now.
These are lower now. These are like a 5.
Uh-oh.
Andy!
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to do... you're not supposed to mix the two, ooh. I think, but, like, for science...
Oh, no. Oh,
for,
you...
For science, I mean, it's science,
it was
right?
Rip, you're about tells to die.
Me, it's gonna be like a 4 point, what? 3-5
Sacrificed himself for knowledge.
I mean, like,
I appreciate
a
your
little
sacrifice
bit of the barbecue
here.
With some cheese and sour cream and chive. They're all kind of like around the same.
I don't like
spectrum.
The bacon. I don't like the bacon wrapped jalapeno popper chips anymore. The chive cheddar chips took all the fun out of chips for me today.
Mm-hmm.
That was just an explosion of flavor. The bacon still overpowered everything for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, those were bad.
Those were bad.
And it is, I agree with you, Brad, it's kind of hard to accept the bacon-wrapped chips mm-hmm. after eating those.
Yep.
Which might be unfair, but I agree with you. They taste different.
They taste different. But those are just the missteps and foibles
yeah.
that you've come to know.
Not every chip is going to win.
Loves no. chips.
And we're here looking out for you.
We don't, sure, honest to goodness.
Sure you listeners don't get a bad chip.
I don't want 9s and 10s every episode.
No.
We got to figure out what's the best chip.
It's important to tell people what to avoid. There's, mm-hmm. I'm sure
ooh,
there's
yes,
more.
Yes, yes,
there's
yes,
more
yes,
good
yes.
chips than there are bad chips. You gotta find those sneaky
chips.
You
know what?
Chips.
There's some people out there, and I'm talking about me, that would want to know what our baddest chip tastes like, just to be sure that their taste buds are in line with our taste buds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
I don't mind tasting bad chips. Calibrate your taste buds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If something we think is a 1, you think is a 5, you gotta let us know.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, remember podcast@gmail.com. We're also on every social media you can think of, Twitter. Facebook, they're all
SoundCloud,
what we remember.
MySpace.
Instagram, got it.
Mm-hmm. Check us out.
Don't eat that one. What? No, not that one.
But it has more crunch.
Oh,
he's
no.
gonna get that crunch. He's for, it's for,
oh,
it's
wow.
for the good of the podcast,
Andy's taking
Brad.
A real
for the good of the podcast.
Bullet today.